good to be in the house of the Lord.
Yeah.
I love it. We Brady, my grandson, was stayed over with us last night, and he said, "Why aren't we bringing the dog? Should we bring the dog to church? We're just here." I'm like, I figured if the family's going to church, shouldn't we all be in there? I like the thinking, boy. So the dog's staying home, right? Don't trust her in social situations. But we're so glad that you're here. When we're up in kids' church, and we're so thankful for those volunteers that you can lead your children to be taught the Word of God and to be encouraged themselves. I love that. It's not just about us, it's about all of those around us too, isn't it? And we just welcome you. If there's anyone who's visiting for the first time, we're so glad that you've joined us. If you're here for the first time, we just want to give you a gift bag right where you're sitting. Would you mind just waving your hand that we can welcome you? Anyone here for the first time today? Nobody here for the first time? Anybody too shy? Okie dokie. Thanks, ushers. Hold on to that for next week. Well, I invited somebody this week. Did anybody else? Good. We were at the park. Like I said, I was babysitting, and Brady was playing with a young boy, and the little boy said, "Well, it's nearly sunset, but it doesn't matter. We can stay at the park. We're not going to church tomorrow. We just moved here. We haven't found a church yet." So I thought, "Let me find your mother." We found his mom. So she had family in town, but I hope that she shows up and visits us. So we should look for the opportunities. Amen?
Amen. Yes.
Praise God. Well, thanks, Pastor Steve.
Great. Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you doing good today?
Yes.
Pretty good.
Good. Praise God. Where'd Bobby go to?
Bobby?
Left or right? Let me know when he comes back. I want to tell you something about Bobby. Well, praise God, everybody. If you haven't heard, if you didn't. Right, am I on now?
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Thank you. The switch makes a big difference. If you haven't heard already, the good news, praise God, this week we finally got our permit.
Yes.
Yeah. It's been 8 weeks. 8 weeks ago, the city, fire marshal, said that we would have to put sprinklers into our new building. And it was going to cost $52,000. So we tried to find another solution, which we did, but it meant we had to amend the plans. And anyway, the back and forth and all the approvals, it's been 8 weeks, but finally on Thursday, we got our permit. Praise God. So we're back on the job. We had Chris and his crew were in there on Friday. And thank you to Todd and Jared and Eduardo, who were there yesterday doing finishing up electrical. We're getting ready for our next step. Is we have to have inspections, our plumbing inspection and our electrical inspection. Once we pass those, then we'll go ahead with the drywall, put the drywalling up. So I believe it's going to move very fast. Amen?
Amen.
And so for those of you who don't know, we very soon, probably September, the latest will be early October, we are going to be moving into a new building. We're going to be launching Ascend Church. We're going to be launching Ascend Church. We're going to be moving into the new building. We're excited about it, aren't we?
Yes.
And if you think that the worship team sounds good today, which they did, you wait till we get in our own building and it's soundproofed and we've got everything set, everything just right. It's going to be like being in a studio, let me tell you right now. And so we can't wait, right? Praise God. We're excited. And so on Tuesday night, I want to thank everybody who came out to pray, because we had prayer time. We had prayer meeting at the building on Tuesday. And we were writing, as we prayed, we were writing scriptures on the floors of the building. Can you show me those pictures real quick? Like, you know, that's someone wrote that on the floor. Is that you?
Yeah.
Is that your handwriting? Good. Carry on going. Just show the pictures. There they are writing scriptures on the stage and on the floors as we're praying over the building. Because even when the carpets cover that up, we'll know we're standing on literally the Word of God. So writing the scriptures out there. Okay. Praise God. Keep on. There you go. to everyone who came. We had such a great time. We've decided this Tuesday we want to go back, and we're going to pray again. So we're from 5 until 6, just 1 hour from 5 until 6. And you're welcome to come and join us. We'd love you to come and join us and come and pray over the building and write whatever the scripture the Lord puts on your heart to write on the floor. Then come join us on Tuesday night at 5 o'clock. We will be praying at the building. And we're glad to have Joe Siegel here. Joe, it's good to see you today. Last year, I think it was around March, I think it was around March last year that Joe saw me on television with Joel Osteen, and he called up our office and said, I have a building I want to sell you, and here we are. It was a miracle.
Yeah.
It was an absolute miracle that Lucas, you go sit, your mommy's over there, she's watching you. We want to congratulate Chris on his new grandchild born yesterday. Yeah. So anyway, praise God. It won't be long now. People ask me when do you think we'll be in the building. I can tell you right now, it's either going to be during the month of September, or the very latest will be early October. But we are going to be going full steam ahead, and we're trusting God. Thank you for your prayers, and thank you for your giving. We're almost there.
Yes.
Amen. Are you ready for God's word this morning?
Yes.
Listen, before I tell you that, let me tell you about Bobby. Because if you don't know Bobby and Amy, they met at Bible school over in Tampa, Rodney R. Brown's Bible school, with Bible school, and they met there, and they just completed, you did 1 year, I think you did 2 years, and anyway, they felt really good. Amy has been part of our church since I think you were about 16 years old, and she felt led to go to Bible school, and then she met Bobby, and then they both felt, well, then he's from Philadelphia, excuse me, Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's not in Philadelphia. He's from Pittsburgh. And that is that they felt the Lord leading them to come and be a part and be part of that. The Lord leading them to come back to Jupiter. And we were so excited to hear that. And so they moved over here. And of course, Amy grew up here and her family's here. But Bobby, he was trusting the Lord for a place to. There were 3 things he needed: a car, a place to live, and a job. 3 things, right? And they've come to join us and be part of our worship and the youth ministry. And when we move in the new building, we're going to be launching our youth ministry, and the worship team's going to just go to a whole new level. And so anyway, these are the 3 things he was trusting God for. And so he was just praying, and he started fasting. I think you went on a fast, right? Is that the first time you ever fasted? How long did you fast for? About 3 days fasting, praying. He's up in the morning and riding his skateboard.
Yes.
You call it a longboard.
I got a skateboard.
You can go and I'm glad you're listening, Lucas. So he's riding his skateboard and he's praying and he's trusting God to open a door for some of him to live, for a job, for a car. So he feels led. There's a house that he goes by in the neighborhood. He's staying with Amy's dad's house and sees this house. It kind of looks like it could be abandoned. It seems overgrown. There's bushes all overgrown. But something tells him to go knock on that door. And he didn't do it immediately. He went back a couple of days later and he knocked on the door. There was no answer. So then he crossed the road to go to the neighbor to see maybe the house was abandoned. And then just at that moment, the door opened. So he ran back across and there was an older gentleman. I think he's in his late 70s and he's had some health issues. And he said, hello, and Bobby said, well, my name's Bobby. And God told me to come and knock on your door. So the man said to him, I've been studying the Bible.
Wow.
And I can't understand it, and I've got all these questions. And he had all these questions about the Lord, right? He was literally studying his Bible when he knocked on the door. He said, come on inside. Bobby goes in and for 3 hours begins to minister to him about Jesus. Okay. 3 hours he's ministered to I've got where I'm living now, I've got to be out by Wednesday. You have to be out by Wednesday. So the man says, I know where you can live. He says, wait. He says, come with me. So they go upstairs. Upstairs, he thinks he's going to maybe have some room, you know, in the house. He goes up. There's a two-bedroom apartment with a kitchen, with a living room, with a laundry room. He says, you can stay here.
Take care that you don't lose what we've labored for, but that you may persevere in
until you win and receive your full reward. I don't know about you, but I want the full reward. I want everything God has for me. And that means you've got to persevere until you win. You've got to be determined. Are you listening to me this morning?
Yes.
If you're going to receive everything God has destined for you, you've got to persevere until you win. It really comes down to how bad you want it.
Amen.
Amen.
In Mark chapter 2, Jesus was in a place called Capernaum, and he was preaching in a house, but the house became crowded with people, so crowded nobody could get inside. There wasn't space for anyone else. And four men came carrying their friend who was paralyzed, and he was on a stretcher, and who knows how long they had, how far they'd come from, but when they got to the house, they couldn't get in, and they couldn't get anywhere near Jesus. And so, because of the crowd, and so the Bible says in Mark chapter 2, that they went up on the top of the house, and they tore away the roof above Jesus' head, and when they'd broken through, they lowered the paralyzed man on a stretcher, right in front of him. And when Jesus saw the extent of their faith, he said to the paralyzed man, "My son, your sins are now forgiven." When he saw the extent of their faith. Now the Bible says that the religious leaders who were there, they were offended. Because they said, they thought to themselves, who does Jesus think he is? Only God can forgive sins. And Jesus